Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 12 through 22. Brethren, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, shun the worship of idols. I speak as to sensible men. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices partners in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything? Or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be partners with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of the demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 20 through 24. At that time, Jesus strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, for you are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of men. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. On this day, the 10th of August, we commemorate Lawrence, the holy martyr and archdeacon of Rome. This saint, who was born in Spain, was the archdeacon of the Church of Rome, caring for the sacred vessels of the church and distributing money to the needy. About the year 257, a harsh persecution was raised up against the Christians by Valerian. Pope Sixtus, who was from Athens, was commanded to worship the idols and refused. Before his martyrdom by beheading, he committed to Lawrence all the sacred vessels of the church. When Lawrence was arrested and brought before the prefect, he was questioned concerning the treasures of the church. He asked for 3 days' time to prepare them. He then proceeded to gather all the poor and needy and presented them to the prefect and said, Behold the treasures of the church. The prefect became enraged at this and gave command that Lawrence be racked, then scourged with scorpions, a whip furnished with sharp iron points, then stretched out on a red-hot iron grill. But the courageous athlete of Christ endured without groaning. After he had been burned on one side, he said, My body is done on one side, turn me over on the other. And when this had taken place, the martyr said to the tyrants, My flesh is now well done, you may taste of it. And when he had said this, and had prayed for his slayers an imitation of Christ, he gave up his spirit on August 10th, 258. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org. www.myocn.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.